Marty, I appreciate it. You know, it's great to be here, and after 18 years of advancing, finally breaking through the ice to get back in uniform, it's been a real pleasure so far.
Well, I've seen you, with the Dodgers and Arizona, and, of course, coordinating spring training, and, boy, I saw you in that Dodger uniform. It didn't look right.
Right. Well, you know, I've been in uniform every club I've worked for as an advanced scout, and this is the first opportunity coming with Matt to be a full-time coach at the Major League level. You know, I haven't worked in uniform in the minor leagues for 100 years, but this is really a dream come true for me, and it's just it's marvelous. It really is.
Well, Mark Wiedemeyer with us, an excellent ball club, but you have a very important role in the new baseball of 2014, and I'd love for you to explain it to the fans, and then we'll talk about how you got here.
Well, you know, the defensive coordinator title slash advanced coach, basically I'm in charge of putting together the defensive alignments, you know, our optimal positions where we're going to play to start a ball game against each hitter, how we're going to play them, and then we move off of that. You know, when we look at all the spray charts, we look at all the data. I mean, the interesting thing nowadays is, and it's not new to the game. I mean, Earl Weaver, Tony La Russa, those guys kept fastidious charts for years, Dave Duncan. But now you have the computer, which gives you these charts, you know, at the click of a finger for 4,000 at-bats. So, you know, when you see the shading and when you see the charts, I mean, it would really be, I won't say foolish, but it's wise to take advantage of the data that's available, you know.
So now the pitcher, though, has to throw the pitch where you want it, I imagine.
You know, and to do it in harmony is the best way to go about it, obviously. But like I said, we try to put our guys in the optimal position to begin with. And then work off of that as to how our pitchers attacking hitters during the game. And I keep a chart during the game myself, and I, as the year goes on, I build on that is more specific to our starting pitchers and so forth, yeah.
Mark Wiedemeyer with us, a defensive coach, specialist with the Nationals. I imagine there's a lot of work that goes into this with the staff, with the catcher, with everybody,
right?
Because in a way it's a dance. I mean, it's almost like a football team that, you know, goes into a 5-4 or 4-3 or
yeah.
7-2.
Yeah.
You got to do it instantaneously.
Well, we have a defensive meeting before every series, and, you know, we meet with a pitcher and catcher before every game. So, you know, it is a combination. It's a combined effort. I think the thing that, you know, a lot of questions I've gotten along these lines are people, everybody's talking about shifts. Well, shifts to me are extreme. When you put three infielders on one side, but the big key is, you know, are you playing a guy to pull? Are you playing the opposite way? I mean, the little shading, you know, one step here or there. I mean, basically, the conduit to baseball is runs and outs, right? And if you have your guys in a better position to make a play to get an out, you know, that's what equals wins. So that's how we're trying to coordinate this thing a little better.
All right. Well, I understand that. We had some questions earlier. I remember sitting around the lunchroom, you know, with Gary Hughes and some of your old favorites.
Sure.
We talked about the third baseman and leaving him over at shortstop and saying, well, maybe he shouldn't be at shortstop. Leave the shortstop there, but the third baseman in the outfield.
Well, that's what we do. We bring, you know, for example, tonight, Anthony Rendon, we bring him across. We leave Desmond at shortstop.
Okay.
Yeah, we do that. Yeah. And, you know, and actually it's a little bit of an advantage because Anthony has played some second base also. So it's more like leaving a guy in a position he's used to and putting the other guy in a position that he's also fairly used to, you know. So.
All right, the Washington Nationals, how do you like the ball club? And like living in Washington, what's that like?
Well, first of all, the ball club. We haven't had our starting lineup together since the first game of the year, you know, due to injuries. And we've had a lot of things that, where we, you know, right now we've got guys coming back. Harper's still out. You know, we're still waiting on some guys. We've got Gio Gonzalez, a pitcher that's still out. But, you know, we've got a good ball club, man. We've got good pitching. We've got a good bullpen. And I think we got a chance to really contend, you know, when everybody gets together. And we are starting to play good baseball now. So that part of it's very good. As far as living in Washington, my wife and I still reside in North Carolina. I stay at the Residence Inn in Arlington, Virginia, and they give me a heck of a rate. And then I check out when we go on the road and check back in when we're at home. So that works out well, too. But the cost of living around the D.C. area, around the ballpark, is fairly extravagant, let's put it that way. So I'm happy with my situation.
Well, the scouts always knew where to stay, believe me.
Yeah.
They always figured that.
Well, you know, no question. And still, you know, everybody was saying, hey, when you get this job, you're going to lose your Marriott points. I stayed at a Residence Inn in spring training in Melbourne, and now I'm at a Residence Inn during the season. I'm still getting the points. So it's a bonus. Yeah. It's a bonus.
A true scout. You know, I made the comment the other day about the National League East, and you've seen it all. We haven't seen the Phillies yet, unless they have guys who I don't know about. You're team looks like the best team we've seen in the East.
Well, I think, you know, we're right there. Florida's been very, very good. I mean, their young pitching staff is outstanding, and they've got a couple young hitters. Their team has been good. We played them a lot in spring training, and I knew they were going to be a force. Obviously, Atlanta, you know, to me is still the team to beat. The Philly was struggling a little bit. The Mets have had their difficulties. But I think, you know, with us, the Braves, and right now I think the Marlins are the three better teams in the division.
Yeah, I agree with that. Mark Wiedemeyer on the show with us. Now, Matt Williams, of course, you just say his name here, and you're smiling, and I'm smiling. He's a great guy, and we've loved talking with him when he was with the Diamondbacks, of course, as a Giant. Now, you're all over the place. How do you end up with Matt Williams in Washington?
Well, it's really interesting. You know, I didn't know Matt other than who he was and to say hello all the years I advanced for the Dodgers and so forth and so on. But when I went to work with Arizona as the advanced scout and also coordinated big league camp, and Matt was a third base coach, we got to be pretty close. And the year that he managed in the fall league, I helped him in the little spring training that the build up to the start of the league, and we formed a bond. And you know, he basically said, hey, if I ever get an opportunity, I'd like to come with you as one of my coaches. I don't want you as the advanced guy. I want you in uniform next to me. So it's really been wonderful, because I tell you, I think this guy's got a chance to be a star. The players gravitate to him. Obviously, he's got the bubblegum card. He commands the respect. I mean, he's done it, and his personality is so easy for guys to be around him. And he's a leader not only by example, but his presence and his ability to communicate. He's an outstanding communicator. So I think he's got all the skill. You know, I mean, I think he's got all the tools to be an excellent, excellent major league manager for a long time.
Boy, nice report on Matt Williams. Not surprising, I'll tell you that. All right, so what's the toughest part of the defensive alignment? I'll call it the shift. What's the toughest part? Because I know you're prepared. Right. I know you got all the information possible, but it doesn't work all the time. What's the toughest part of it?
Well, sometimes I think the toughest part is what people really don't see is the players themselves have to be comfortable where they're positioned, okay? You know, different angles to the ball, different alignment puts them out of position at times where they may not be in a comfort zone. So we have to work in conjunction with that, you know. And to be honest with you, you know, I look at a team like Houston that probably leads baseball in the amount of shifts that, well, are they doing it? Is it really effective, or are they just doing it to do it, you know? And I think you have to be very conscious of putting your people in a position that where they still have a comfort level to be able to play the game. And you also have to allow them to make adjustments during the game. You know, the shortstop, second baseman, they're looking at where the pitchers are going. They're seeing things that are happening. And we allow them to adjust on the fly. So it is, what would you say, it's not set in stone necessarily. You know, we give them a starting point, and then during the game we make adjustments.
Boy, great to talk ball with you, fans. You know how lucky we are to have Mark on. So congratulations. So we're going to see a lot of you. Yeah. I got a feeling in October someone's going to see you somewhere with this ball club. So appreciate you being on the show, as always.
Well, I sure appreciate it. And I've always been a fan of yours. Love your show.
Thank you.
This is a great place. You know, a long time ago, people don't get it, but Brian Sabin and I were actually roommates at one time.
Really?
Yeah, first-year area scouts in the Instructional League. We roomed together in Madeira Beach, Florida. So I go way back with a lot of these guys, Joe LaFay, who I just talked to. Yeah. And it's a wonderful, wonderful team, wonderful group, and it's fun to be here. It's fun to play these guys.
What was Saves like as a roommate? A snorer?
No, he was great. He was great. And to be honest with you, that was so long ago, I have a hard time remembering it, but it was good. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Mark, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.